changed some people's opinions. At first, you know, everybody knew he's a great athlete, great player, but there are a lot of people that were Justin supporters and a little hesitant to come on board with the Caleb Williams show. But the more that he's talked, and, you know, obviously his pro day, you know, all that. And off the field, I think it's clear, like, he cares about winning. He sees himself, you know, whether that's Chicago or wherever, he didn't, you know, come out and say, but he wants to be with the same team. He wants to establish a winning culture, and that's something that we need here. So I've been actually very impressed with his commentary and his demeanor and how he's gone about his business. I just hope that translates to Chicago. I hope that he doesn't come here and try to become bigger than the game, especially as a rookie.
You have to also think about, too, the interest side of the money. And when I say interest, I mean, is that money being paid with interest or is it not without interest? Teams still do deferred contracts, but I don't think it's going to change the game because a lot of these players want to do cash up front. And because cash up front, because the taxes will be cheaper for them now. This is just, it's the way the game is. There's a lot of money to go around and these players are going to get their hands on the money and that's just kind of the way things are.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was I was happy to be there. It was loud. It was, you know, they had the air siren going, the air horn. It was cool. It was definitely the best sporting event I've ever been to.
What do they call it? The bear raid siren?
Yeah, the bear raid siren. There's just a whole, not just at the game, but just being around town or around Chicago or even just, you know, seeing somebody at this grocery store and they got a bear shirt on or they got a bear's hat, you know, you just, there's more of that, you know, you haven't seen that recently. Everybody's happy to wear their bear shirts now, you know, and it sparks conversation with anybody.
Days of buying victories with free agents and hoping that spending big money and throwing big money out at big names is a thing of the past.
As a player, I want Redbirds fans to really remember me by my positivity and my hard work and dedication. That's how I want people to remember me, as someone that influences others and does not focus on herself. I will talk to anybody and I just make everybody around me better.
My playing career sitting here right now seems like just a blip on the radar screen. You know, it seems small. It seems a long time away. I'm proud that I was good enough to achieve the major leagues. And I probably got around 2 years of playing in the major leagues as a player. Part of it was opportunity. I never got the real opportunity I was hoping for, but I'm much better suited to be a coach than I ever was a player. And I've been coaching now well more than I was a player. Well, much longer.
That's the question, is whether or not he really is going to be the franchise quarterback that they believe he will be.
Everything was new to everybody at the time. We didn't know what to expect or what to do. Once they sent us home from spring training and all of a sudden these protocols, like safety protocols and stuff started coming out. And I'm like, how in the world are we going to do this? You know, it was kind of overwhelming at first. Just like anything else and anything new that happens, you just have to, you know, just get used to it, to adapt to it and change to it.
I wouldn't say drafting Io DeSumo takes the Bulls to the next level by any means, but just the fact that he ended up in their lap in the second round, I think was a huge blessing for this franchise and that he's got the chance to develop and be a really important key role player for this team in the future.
Hey, this is Nate Jones.
Hey, everyone, it's Luke Stuckmeyer.
This is Neil Doyle.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mark Grody, the official Chicago Bears sideline reporter from 670 The Score, an ISU Redbird alum.
Hey, everybody, Marcus Grant.
Hey, this is Alex Stoner.
Hey, Redbirds, it's Leah Johnson.
This is Mark Shanowski.
Hey, this is Blake Haas, an afternoon show host in Central Illinois. It's now time.
Now time.
It's now time.
It's now time.
It's now time for the fifth quarter sports talk.
It's Will's fifth quarter special.
And here's your host, Will Farlow.
Welcome into the 78th episode of a sports podcast that captures everything you want to know as the buzzer sounds at the end of any sports game. It's Will Farlow here with you on April 24th, 2024, welcoming listeners to the 78th episode of Will's Fifth Quarter Special. I'm your host for this special edition of the Fifth Quarter Sports Talk, where we have our annual NFL Draft Preview, Chicago Bears style of the Monsters of the Midway, right here in 2024. The Chicago Bears have what will be one of their biggest drafts in their franchise history History starting tomorrow night in Detroit, Michigan. We will cover all things NFL Draft Chicago Bears edition in just a little bit with our preview. But it's now time for the opening segment of Will's Fifth Quarter Special that fans enjoy. It's Will's Weekly Sports Quote. As it's now time, Will's Fifth Quarter Special fans, with a segment that takes fans deeper into a quote from the average sports interview. Do you ever want to know more about a quote made by an athlete, coach, or front office person? It's Will's Weekly Sports Quote, where we read between the words and fill you in on what you want to know. Each week, we will feature a new quote from a sports interview or press conference, along with our expert analysis after the quote is stated. For the first time in Will's Score Special history, this is a segment where you get a different Will's Weekly Sports Quote in every blog post, live stream, or audio episode. Fans, we want you to join the conversation too. You can share a quote we don't pick that sounds right to you right on our social media and website contact page on our website at willsfifthquarterspecial.com. We will feature fans' quotes selected right here on future Will's Weekly Sports Quote content. The fourth quarter buzzer has now sounded. Media officials now have their recorders and mics turned off. Athletes, coaches, and other talent have left the presser, and it's now time for your Will's Weekly Sports Quote. This one comes courtesy of Josh Schrock, Bears insider at NBC Sports Chicago, also featured on Football Night in Chicago on the Under Center podcast. Does a really good job covering the Chicago Bears here in Chicago, so credit to Josh Schrock for that as well. And he's got a quote on Ryan Poles talking about Ian Cunningham being signed to a contract extension to stay as the assistant GM with the Chicago Bears. Courtesy of Josh Schrock, as he got Ryan Poles quoted saying this about the Ian Cunningham news yesterday. "And blessed out of my socks to have him by my side through this process. Just especially when you reflect back to the first 2 years of getting this thing off the ground, to have a guy like him. It's not a yes man that keeps me in line when I get off track. To keep our staff together when I get pulled in different directions. We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for Ian as well being there and being an unbelievable partner." Will Score Special fans, that is a really good quote, and there's a lot to dissect in that quote and analyze, so we're going to start with just the good view of the team being shown right there by the Chicago Bears. You know, they're recognizing what Ian Cunningham has brought to the table. He did come from the Philadelphia Eagles, who just have such a wonderful history and winning culture over there, that he brought some of those ideals of what he knows to do to the Chicago Bears. I like that a lot. I think it just really fits what the Bears are trying to do with this culture change that was started by Ryan Poles and assisted by Ian Cunningham. It's a really great look for Chicago. And it's also a great look for Ryan Poles as general manager, because it shows he doesn't just see the assistant as, hey, go get my coffee, or, oh, run these stats for me, little things like that that some assistants do. He's doing more than just that. Him and Ryan Poles are a team despite their titles. Well-oiled machine team of two in the general manager's room. Assistant GM and GM working together. You know, with that front office, the Bears have improved as well. Just a lot of great credit to that. But I admire Ian Cunningham a lot, because as we talk about in the interview portion of the show with our guest that's coming on here in a little bit in episode 78, just to foreshadow what will be talked about and mentioned about this Ian Cunningham news, I'm going to mention my view as well at this point, where I think I admire a lot of what Ian Cunningham's done in declining some job interviews to become a GM somewhere else, because he sees what him and his general manager Ryan Poles and the front office here in Chicago are building for the future. Not just the occasional Bears team we see where GMs are around for 4 years and then reshuffled into a new front office when it doesn't work. Ryan Poles is leading a charge. The Bears have something stable they can have for many, many years to come, for the first time in a long time in Chicago Bears history. So I think it's really exciting. This is a really good Will's Weekly Sports quote right along draft time. This is the type of news Bears fans like to hear about their assistant GM that they admire a lot and want to keep around in Chicago with this organization in the future. Will Score Special fans, please make sure to check out more Will's Weekly Sports quotes on the webpage at our website, willscorespecial.com, and our blog post, Will's Score Sports Talk, on the website, live streams, and our audio episodes. Now headed to the interview portion of the show, we have our guest that's been on the show many times before. I was told by this guest that this is his favorite time of year to cover and talk about in sports, football as well. It's Alex Dolinar. Alex is a great guest appearance and a good supporter of Will's Score Special, and he's going to help me cover the Bears NFL Draft preview action ahead of tomorrow night's round one. The Chicago Bears have 4 picks, beginning with 2 in the top 10 in round one tomorrow night. We will start by talking about paying homage, possibly, to Lovie Smith and what has led to the Bears in this exciting Thursday night ahead. We break down the future Chicago Bears quarterback Caleb Williams up to now and how he can fit his new franchise possible quarterback in the Windy City if the rumors are true and the stuff lines up as it should that he will be picked first by the Chicago Bears tomorrow night in Detroit. We also each take a turn putting ourselves in the Bears general manager seat to predict how Ryan Poles will approach the 4 Bears draft picks this week, beginning with round one tomorrow night. We also break the breaking news on Ian Cunningham being extended as the assistant GM of the Chicago Bears. So here's that interview with our guest appearance, Alex Dolinar.
Alex Dolinar back here on Wheel Score Special. Alex, we had this planned 4 months ago when we're walking our dogs, man, back in Lansing here. So this has been long overdue. I mean, we had this planned for a few months, but I'm sure you can remember that that was a different time for the Bears. But first, how you doing, man? How's everything going?
Good. Thanks, Will, for doing the interview with me. And I'm pretty pumped for the Bears draft here tomorrow. Looking forward to see what they're doing and can't wait for the season to get going. But first,
so the first question we're going to go into, I mean, Alex, I think you'll appreciate this as our fans don't know. You've been on the show many times, but they don't know that you – are an alum of the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, IOL.
I-N-I.
So, Lovie Smith, we got to pay homage to him as Bears fans. A lot of Wheel Score Special fans don't remember Week 18 back in the 2022 season when the Texans threw Davis Mills to Atkins, began the path to where Chicago is tomorrow night. So, just kind of explain to us how important is that play just 2 years ago helping the Bears get to where they are now?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that, the whole Lovie Smith situation and how that decision to go for it on 4th-and-20 and they complete the pass, win the game, the Bears get the first pick. It's great, but, Lovie Smith handed the Bears an opportunity last year. It was upon Ryan Poles who took it and said, I'm going to turn this into – another first-round pick. And so, yes, I think we think Lovie Smith they'll be chanting his name and applauding him when he shows back up to Soldier Field and this year, next year, coming years to watch games. But it's been Ryan Poles to get to this point, and then it's going to be the coaching staff and the development team to get them beyond this point. So Lovie Smith started, but it's going to be up to the Bears to finish it.
No, I like that point a lot. I think a lot of it goes to Ryan Poles. That trade last year has to be one of the biggest trades of the decade or even more for the Bears, I think, if all gets done. I know that's too soon to say.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know who they're picking at one. Well, we haven't seen it yet, at least. But, V.J. Moore, Tyrek Stevenson's been called one of the biggest defensive players of last year's draft. I think he's going to be a star or some type of reliable start for many, many years with Jalon Johnson, DJ Moore, who wants to be a Bear for life. You always want to hear that. But we got to get into our next question. And you remember, Alex, we were talking about this, walking our dogs with your brother Kevin, right near the Lansing Old Country Club in that nice area over there. It was windy, and we're all talking about the Bears, like, oh, they're going to keep Justin. We're going to keep Justin. And then a month later, Justin's gone. We still have pick one, and now we're looking at a quarterback out of USC, which we're going to get into this because there's a lot we saw that Bears fans needed to be proven on, as well as the Bears front office, the visits, the combine, when he spoke. So seeing the combine, what Caleb's had to say in the media, the interview he did recently at Pivot, the visits with the Bears, meeting with the current players on his visits, connecting with them.
Mm-hmm.
What are your views of Caleb Williams at this point now after what we've seen with those interviews and interactions with the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, I think I think he's changed some people's opinions. At first, everybody knew he's a great athlete, great player. But there were a lot of people that were Justin supporters and a little hesitant to come on board with the Caleb Williams show. And I was one of those. But the more that he's talked obviously his pro day, all that, that's just a scripted practice. So, not to get too much into that, but off the field, I think it's clear, he cares about winning. And his comments last weekend, I believe it was, when he was sitting down with Ryan Clark and talking about how he wants to be with a team for,
20 years. He sees himself, whether that's Chicago or wherever, he didn't, come out and say, but he wants to be with the same team. He wants to establish a winning culture, and that's something that we need here. So I've been actually very impressed with his commentary and his demeanor and how he's gone about his business. I just hope that translates to Chicago. I hope that he doesn't come here and become somebody, try to become bigger than the game and especially as a rookie.
Yeah, and I think the locker room's real good. I mean, we didn't talk about it. Jalen Johnson said he's going to have to earn in the locker room, so you like to hear that from your veteran, especially when you resign. But I think, just hearing what I've heard about that players meeting, that's something they didn't do with Trubisky. They didn't do that with Justin Fields. Of course, this is a different GM in front office, but still, this is stuff we have not seen at quarterback. This excitement from Bears fans, It's going to take a while for the Justin Fields supporters that were against Caleb to come around, but I'm sure they'll come around once they see what he can do on the field. But I think it's a big deal. I'm excited about Caleb Williams. I think just watching his tape, seeing him as a person, Alex, for me as a sports fan, something my Willis, of course, special fans know about for me is I'm always about the character of a player. And I think that's what he has. It took a lot for us to finally see that. And he's actually going to go with a navy blue suit they were talking about. So I think that's already a good sign for the Bears. They are going to go with the signs of taking them at one as we expect them to. I think that's already good on Caleb to blend in with the team's colors that would pick them. So getting into our next question, aside from QB, what are the other key needs you think the Bears need to address with what's shockingly the lowest amount of draft picks tomorrow night, barring any trades, in NFL history for a team, as the Bears only have 4 picks, 2 in the first, 1 in the third, and the fourth?
Yeah, I think to start with the end first, I think the amount of draft picks, I'm okay with that. They've done a lot of rebuilding here. And at some point, you just got to go out and stop stacking picks and just start go getting talent. A lot of our teams, Chicago, they love to stack picks and rebuild. But finally, the Bears here, just go get the talent. So with that being said, I think they need to go get maybe another wide receiver. But there's a few guys that – a few positions, I should say, that if the top 3 wide receivers are gone, I that means that maybe a Joe Alt, a lineman, offensive lineman, maybe a defensive player, but that might be a reach at 9. I think to either anchor down that the offensive line, somebody that you can get there and he'll be there just as long as Caleb Williams will be, or, go get another receiver if that somebody falls into your lap at 9.
Yeah, I like that a lot, Alex. I mean, I think what we know from Ryan Poles is he can do a lot of different things. And they have, surprisingly, that 4 next year in the 2025 draft from, the Fields trade, some of the other moves, the last Panther pick of that trade. Gosh, we gotta thank David Tepper, too. And the owner of the Carolina Panthers for orchestrating this great trade for the Bears. So thank you for Caleb Williams, Carolina. I want to thank the Panther over here for that.
Right.
But back to the point, though, I think I definitely agree with you. Edge is one that's interesting to me. We do have guys that can play defensive tackle, Pickens and Dexter last year. So the guy opposite Montez Sweat that I've been talking about, I'd like to see a center. When you have a veteran center you sign for 1 year, that gives you the option to get a rookie center to train under your quarterback. That'd be something maybe that could help Caleb long term. But we're going to get into that in a minute, as we always do on Will Score Special, Alex. I think you've been on our draft episodes before. We're going to put ourselves in the seat of Ryan Poles tomorrow night, and we're going to predict each of the 4 picks in the upcoming draft, giving not just analysis, but our brief takes on why we think they fit in the future of the Bears team. So I'm going to start with round 1, pick 1, and then you're going to follow suit. So I'm going to go with the obvious one, Caleb Williams. That's what we've all expected. We were just talking about him. He's a possible franchise quarterback for the Bears. I'm going to say possible because he might be as great as he is compared to Mahomes, but we need to see what he can do on the field before we categorize him into certain areas. So I'm going to go with he's a potential star for the Bears at pick number 1. So, Alex, are you going to go a different way with pick 1, or what are you thinking?
No, I think that's the obvious answer. And in fact, I think that if they don't take Caleb Williams, I think the city would fall apart and might burn down tomorrow night. I think that's a lock. That's a given at pick 1.
Well, I think Danny Parkins would be disappointed. I don't know if you saw earlier in this process, but he was on live air courtesy of YouTube and Twitch on the Score, Danny Parkins, Spiegel and Parkins show, real good afternoon show. He had a tailor-made number 13 Bears Caleb Williams jersey. So we already know Danny Parkins is ready for Caleb Williams. And not going into round one pick nine. Now, Alex, this goes into what you were talking about that need a wide receiver. And this is a player I've been really interested in since watching the national championship with Washington. It's Roma Dunze at pick nine. I think if he falls there, you take Roma Dunze. Not just because of his talent as a player and what he could do, but you have Keenan Allen, yes, but he's on a one-year deal. We don't know the situation with that extension process yet, so you want to have that security with still Bayless Jones not being at his potential yet, Tyler Scott. But you need someone else with another guy like Keenan and DJ, and I think he'd be a really good fit with Caleb because you see a lot of teams, you know, like Jamar Chase and Burrow, developing that receiver with a quarterback. So, you know, him and Caleb already developing that chemistry. You know, we heard they were helping at a Special Olympics thing this week. They actually worked out, it turns out, according to the media, with DJ Moore and Keenan last week, all four of them. So that could be a sign Ryan Poles might take his guy. I mean, we hear the rumors about Marvin Harrison trade-up, but keep the picks you have. You know, you only have four, good amount next year. Just go take a Dunze if he's there at nine. So, Alex, what are you thinking at pick nine here in round one, the second pick of two we'll see tomorrow night in Detroit from the Bears?
Yeah, I think Roma Dunze is probably a good bet. If he falls to them at nine, great. If there's a run at quarterbacks and, say, you know, five quarterbacks go in the top nine picks, then maybe they get their pick of, you know, maybe Marvin Harrison's there. But, you know, I'm going to go with, or maybe they even get Joe Alt. But I'm going to go with, yeah, I think that Roma Dunze is probably the pick. That was my selection as well. And it's great to hear that he's already developing the chemistry.
Yeah, just another thing. I guess we're matching up, Alex. I got to say, in the history of Will Sports Special NFL draft, mock draft portion, this is the first time we've had our picks match up identically. So I guess great minds think alike there. But
yeah,
another thing I want to add real quick about Adunze, since we got a little bit of time right now with the picks, is he gave a really good interview with NBC Sports Chicago at the Combine. Josh Schrock does a really good job. He's the featured analyst I picked a quote from in early in the episode for Will's Weekly Sports Quote here for this draft edition preview of the Bears here on episode 78. And you'll have to check it out when it's up, of course, but it's about, you know, he's talking to Adunze about Chicago, his fit, and Adunze has already come out this afternoon sending a message to the Bears saying, "We'll be explosive, me and Caleb." So now that they end up round three, pick 75, I have an interesting selection. So I'm going to go to it. Courtesy of NFL.com, they give some really good, you know, scouting reports, prospect info you can look at. So I'm going to go with a defensive tackle out of Oregon. He's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's a senior, 6'3". 283 pounds, good arm and hand span. Brandon Dorlus. I don't know too much about him, but just kind of looking into him, he had a really good, not too good 40-yard dash, which you'd expect for a player in third round, but he's physical, a good heavy-handed defender. He's really good with alignments, jolts, tackles, and tight ends with a heavy punch. Really good footwork, has good driving strength. Not too much weakness aside from the rush attack. Can be too upright sometimes with hand placement, but that's teachable. But, you know, he was talking about a three-technique guy. I do believe he could fit in that type of skill set. So I think that's who I'm going to go with round three and pick 75. What are you thinking for the pick in round three, Alex?
Yeah, that could be a good option, too. That's definitely a need that they have to address. I think they're going to trade out of that pick. I actually think that they'll trade down maybe a little bit in round three and try to stack maybe a fourth-rounder and a fifth-rounder. Fourth or maybe two fifth rounders and a sixth rounder or something. I think this is where Ryan Poles gets creative. And, you know, they found a guy like a Braxton Jones. They found some pieces in previous later rounds, fourth, fifth round guys. So I think this is where Ryan Poles and his team kind of get creative and maybe roll the dice on some later round players. So I think they're going to trade out of that third round pick.
Oh, I like that. Our first trade here in our mock draft in episode 78. I like that a lot. So for our last one, round four, pick 122, I'm going to go with an offensive lineman. I'm not going to have him trading. I'm going to have him stick with round four. You know, they do have a needed offensive line still, despite Ryan Bates representing the fifth round pick in that trade. Montez Sweat, we traded round two, pick four, both really good trades for the Bears. You know, getting some, as you mentioned, veterans post-rebuild that we need. Javon Foster out of Missouri. He's from Detroit, Michigan, too, actually. So when I looked that up, I'm like, oh, if this kid's at the draft, that'd be good for the Bears in the fourth round to have a player, the hometown player in Detroit being represented, being picked by the Bears or a team. So he's got really good scores. He had a good 40-yard dash. Vertical jump was 32.5. He redshirted in 2018, so he's had a lot of playing experience. Played 2 games off the bench, 9 games with 2 starts at right tackle. So he's played the tackle positions. Now, I think what it allows you to do, we talk about Braxton Jones' talent ability, you know, as a fifth-round pick coming into the league. But this gives Ryan Poles the option to, you know, as we've heard before, Alex, when he's drafted a lot of players, competition being the positive key. But also, you know, if this guy doesn't beat Braxton Jones out, he could still be a good role player, depth guy, maybe could be a type of player that can move over center or something, maybe, if you're able to convert him. We don't know those points just yet of what he can play versatile-wise, but I think that would be a good pick in round four. So what would you pick in round four, 122, after the possible trade, I think you said, for a late fourth and 2 fifth-rounders. So if the Bears did have another fourth, do you see them sticking at 122?
Yeah, I could see them sticking at 122. I could also see them trading again. I wouldn't be shocked if they try to stack picks again. But this time I think they'll take a defensive tackle. I think they will take a 3-technique, somebody who could plug up the middle, you know, try to make the roster, maybe be a rotational piece next year, and fill a void that way. But ultimately, I think they'll come out of the draft with probably another offensive weapon on the outside, maybe a wide receiver, obviously, and then maybe an offensive lineman. So
absolutely.
If they could do that, that's great. But just from what I've been reading, it sounds like there's going to be a ton of trades in this year's draft. And so the Bears have found themselves in kind of the middle of all the mix the last couple of years in terms of trading and free agency. And so it wouldn't shock me if they trade both those picks, to be honest.
So real quick, I know we only have a little bit of time. We appreciate you joining us here for another podcast episode and your support for Wheel Score Special. But there was some breaking news today, so I want to get your quick response on that, as Ian Cunningham was extended as assistant GM. So when you saw that, what do you think of that real quick on that point of Cunningham sticking around? Because he's been also an integral part in helping Ryan Poles shape this team.
Yeah. It was I heard that this morning, and I think it's great. I mean, everything that, you know, we've heard and publicly about him is that he's doing a great job with the Bears, but also that he's turned down quite a few GM positions after interviewing at several other teams. So that means, one, that he's sought after around the league, and two, you know, he might see an opportunity here with the Bears in the future. And so, you know, if he can help identify more talent, that's great. And I'm happy about it.
And you heard from the words of Alex Stolenar. He's happy about it. Bears fans are as well. And Alex, you're my best friend. Hard not to say that. You and you know, I've always grown up talking about sports over, I don't know how many years, you know, almost 20 plus now. So pleasure talking football with you on my show. You know, always good talking football with you. And congratulations as well, if it's okay to mention on here, that you're finishing dental school as well, not just sports fan. So we got to congratulate you on the show for that as well, doctor.
Well, thank you, Will. And it's always been a lot of fun catching up and talking these scenarios and doing the draft show. It's one of my favorite episodes of the year, so thanks for having me on.
Host Will Farrell here with you on episode 78. Really good analysis from our guest appearance, Alex Stolenar. We've never had that often in a Will's Fifth Quarter Special Bears Draft Edition episode where a lot of our picks line up like they did in those first two of round one. I like how Alex had some really good moves with the trade down options. That is Ryan Poles-esque. So I think credit to Alex. He really captured well what Ryan Poles usually has done in draft history. So I think that's a really good move. We now head into the favorite ending of the show. Everyone enjoys. It's Will's Sports Movie Moment. Will of our favorite favorite moments, not just in the sports we watch, but in our own favorite sports movies. This segment gives myself and my guest co-host and our listeners at home a chance to pick their favorite moment from their favorite sports movie and compare it to modern day sports. Listeners can hop onto the podcast Facebook profile and X at Twitter page at William D. Farrell and post their own sports movie moment favorite for a chance to have it read on future Will's Fifth Quarter Special episodes. So mine, once again, is going to be draft day, but it's a new scene I'm bringing to you in our football coverage here in Will's Score Special, and it's a new scene for the first time on Will's Sports Movement from the movie Draft Day. If you haven't seen Draft Day, first, real quick, it's very well casted. Jennifer Garner's in there, Kevin Costner, Dennis Leary, some really good actors. Sadly, may he rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman playing Vontae Mack, really good actor. Former player Arian Foster. But to get into the scene, it's when Sonny Weaver Jr. gets a phone call. He's going to get gas at the gas station. Just had an awkward situation we don't know about yet this early in the movie with his girlfriend Allie, who was staying at his house, who works in salary cap at the team. He's fictitiously the GM. And it's a scene where he gets a call from the actor Chadwick Boseman's character, Vontae Mack, and he says, "Good morning, Sonny Weaver Jr. This is your favorite linebacker, Vontae Mack." And he's asking how Vontae Mack got this number. He's like, "You gave it to me at the combine. It's okay if I called you, right?" And he's, you know, talking about, "Hey, who are you picking? You should go with a shiny linebacker out of Ohio State." And he jokes, "Oh, do you have Reggie Wilson on Purdue's number?" And Chadwick Boseman doesn't get the joke. He doesn't start laughing. He's like, "Oh, you better pick me because I'm going to be going into those teens and I can't pay to take care of my sister's kids and, you know, help them out. You need to pick me." "All right, player, but if you don't pick me, you're going to regret it," is pretty much what he's saying. And that compares a lot to the Chicago Bears right now in a lot of loaded ways, how, you know, you see general manager Ryan Poles interacting with Caleb Williams and setting it up with the players, as we talked about, to meet with him, how he's talked with Caleb, gotten to know him, the GM strategy to getting to know these players at the combine with the darts and the games, and how he's gotten to know Roma Dunze, a lot of these other players. It compares to the Bears approach and how Dunze just came out earlier today, a possible round one pick 9 that I had in our mock draft here in the interview portion of the show with our guest appearance Alex Dolinar, just how these players are saying, "Hey, if you take me, I can come to Chicago. I can do something special." But it really compares how the GM is approached by these players as well and sold on, "Hey, if I come to your team, I'm going to make it special." That's what Caleb's saying. That's what guys like Roma Dunze, Joe Alt, if he comes here, Dallas Turner, all these players are saying. Latu, the edge out of UCLA, even has been saying that about Chicago. A lot of players have. So if you haven't seen this scene from Draft Day, it's a really good scene early in the movie that I think is underrated. It's really not something we see often in a sports movie about the NFL, not just in the draft, but the NFL as a whole, where a GM's talking to a prospective player. So I think that scene's really impactful and gives us good inside view, like we're comparing it to with the approach of GM Ryan Poles and interacting so well with these players that he may draft in Caleb Williams or Roma Dunze or Joe Alt, any of these players that he's looking at, and how those players interact with him as well. So if you haven't seen Draft Day, that's a really good movie to watch ahead of the NFL draft tonight. I'll be watching it myself tomorrow morning. So that's my Will Sports Movie Moment choice here in episode 78. And that is all the time we have in episode 78 of Will's Fifth Quarter Special. Tune in next time as we'll cover the offseason of the Chicago Bears as it continues to unfold, with the draft beginning tomorrow night in Detroit, Michigan. We will also continue to cover the Chicago White Sox and Chicago Cubs in their regular season. The Chicago Bulls finished up their regular season action with another exit in the play-in tournament, so we'll talk about how the front office really needs to get it together and fix the Chicago Bulls' future in the NBA. We're also going to cover the upcoming season of the Chicago Sky in their WNBA season, as training camp is soon to begin just a bit here in the spring. I want to thank our guest appearance Alex Dolinar for his time on the Fifth Quarter Sports Talk. Alex, we appreciate your time. We hope to have you on again soon. When the fourth quarter buzzer sounds, turn to us for your Fifth Quarter Sports Talk. I'm your host, Will Farrow, along with our guest Alex Dolinar, saying so long from Will's Fifth Quarter Special.
To continue to hear your Fifth Quarter Sports Talk, you can check out all of Will's Fifth Quarter Specials on our new website at willsfifthquarterspecial.com.
Get on in, join the sports conversation, share any opinions or thoughts on all things sports. Head to the Twitter page at William D. Farlow
and share it with us with the hashtag Will's Fifth Quarter Special.
The Fifth Quarter.
The Fifth Quarter.
The Fifth Quarter.
The Fifth Quarter never stops here at Will's Fifth Quarter Special.